Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. A new set of numbers, not just on the gubernatorial race, but also on the opportunity for a constitutional convention in the state of Michigan. I'd like to welcome in Epic MRA pollster Bernie Porn. Hello, Bernie.
Hi, Jack. How are you on this fine Friday afternoon?
I am just fine. And when we talk about this gubernatorial race now, this is a pretty big number here that Virge Bernero has to overcome.
Well, if you remember that old Elvis tune about having to climb a real high mountain, well, I think that Virge has a high mountain to climb. It's not that it can't be done, but he's got his work cut out for him. The numbers show that Rick Snyder has a 22-point lead, 51-29%. And what's problematic for Verge is that 36% ID is self-ID is Democrats in the state, and that's down by about 5 to 7 points from what is normal. Mm-hmm. And Verge is running 7 points behind that number, and part of that reason is because he's getting only about 68% of the Democratic vote, while Rick Snyder is running at 12 points above the Republican ID of 39%, which is about in the normal range for that number. And that's because he's getting 89% of the Republican vote. Part of his 12-point run above the party base is because he's getting better than a 3-to-1 margin among independent voters, with a bare 50% majority compared to Verge's 15%.
And Rick Snyder is doing very well, comparatively, for a Republican candidate among union workers. And that's a little bit surprising to some people in light of Virge Bernero basing so much of his campaign on these issues and being out front on all these national shows talking about the auto industry and all of these concerns, and yet Rick Snyder seems to have a base appeal.
He sure does, and he's leading by 2 points among union members and among those respondents, mostly spouses, who say somebody else in the household is a union member. He's leading by 4 points, 44-40%, and then he's cleaning up among those households that are non-union. So that's a tough part that Verge is going to have to deal with. Even among African Americans, he's getting about 60% of the vote. He's going to need to get about 85% to have a strong vote from the African American heavily Democratic community in Detroit and several other urban areas. That's a piece of the problem. The other thing is that in the primary, he depended a lot on pro-choice voters. Mm-hmm. Among pro-choice voters, he's leading by only 6 points, 43-37%. You recall how much of his campaign was focused on the difference between Dylan.
Right.
And himself, well, he's just barely leading Rick Snyder among those voters, while Rick Snyder is leading by 52 points among pro-life voters.
Right. Well, I think with pro-life voters, at least my anecdotal impressions, are that it is a litmus test issue, and you very, very seldom find an ardent pro-life voter switching over and voting for a pro-choice candidate. I don't feel the same way with pro-choice voters, although they would certainly prefer a pro-choice candidate, doesn't stop them from voting for a pro-life candidate.
You hit it right on the head, because we asked a follow-up question in terms of whether or not the abortion issue is a deciding factor, very important but not a deciding factor, and or only somewhat important or not really important at all. And among pro-choice voters, they're kind of evenly split, and only about 6% say that it's a deciding factor, while about 16% of pro-life voters say it's a deciding factor, and a total of 61% say that's a pretty important issue in terms of driving their vote. So that's part of the problem. Pro-choice voters are probably looking at the issue of the economy as more of an important issue for them in terms of how they determine their vote. And so far, Bernero has not appeal to voters in terms of getting his favorability rating up. About 27% have an unfavorable rating, 22% favorable, and about half of the voters still don't know him or know him but don't have an opinion of him.
Bernie Porn, a pollster with Epic MRA, our guest on Ebling and You. Bernie, in fairness to Virge Bernero, this race is not over. We still have a couple of months to go, 9 weeks, I believe, and we have Virge Bernero with a history of overcoming leads. We saw it against Andy Dillon, but there are a couple of things here that would concern me a great deal if I were Virge Bernero. One of them is on the questionnaire, phonetically, Virge's name has to be spelled out, and I can see why. I think the public, maybe it isn't as easy to relate to that as it is to a Rick Snyder. It's easy to remember. It's easy to pronounce. I've heard Virge Bernero's name pronounced 10 different ways during this campaign. And also, the don't recognize number of 22%, if Virge Bernero got every one of those votes, all 22%, he would only be tied.
Yeah, and he needs to get better known, but also he needs to tell his story in terms of his background.
Right, right.
And if voters don't have a positive opinion of him just attacking Rick Snyder, that may move his negatives up, Rick Snyder's negatives up, and cause people to doubt their vote about Snyder, but it's not going to cause them to move to Bernero unless they know more about him, know about his background and his values, and have a comfortable feeling about moving from Snyder to Bernero, because he needs to move numbers away from Snyder, or else it's going to be almost impossible to win.
The numbers that we have here that we're talking about, are these total respondents or likely voters?
These are likely 2010 voters. So,
all right. Well, that's even worse for Virge Bernero,
I would
think. It makes it even more difficult. And if these are likely voters and one-fifth of them don't recognize him.
But keep in mind, that's a lot better than where he was at. He was at 65, 70, 80% early, and even around at the point when we were polling just before the primary, 35% of Democrats didn't recognize his name. So he has picked up a lot, and obviously the money that Snyder has spent, he only has 12% not recognizing his name.
Right, and you wonder how much of that difference is because of the exposure, because of the amount of money that was spent, beginning on Super Bowl Sunday.
Absolutely. You know, you've spent well over $6 million. Compared to Dillon, Bernero spent, but the labor movement and other supporters through the Genesee County Democratic Party spent more than $2 million, and that was outspending Dillon by about the margin that he won by. And if he is not competitive in terms of TV advertising, it will be very difficult for him. So he's going to need to raise money. A good way to do that would be to have President Obama come in. Even though President Obama's numbers are not favorable in Michigan at this point, 49-44 unfavorable, he can help in terms of trying to appeal to those one-time 2008 voters. They're much more positive toward the Democrats and President Obama, by the tune of about 10-15%.
Right. Well, that 44% are favorable toward Obama, just 32% toward Jennifer Granholm, and 22% toward Virge Bernero. So he needs to have some friends here who can help him along the way. Very quickly, in terms of the Constitutional Convention, it looks like likely voters are not inclined to support this.
Yeah, I would guess that when all is said and done, it'll probably have about the same reaction from voters as the last time it was on the ballot, which is constitutionally required every 16 years. Mm-hmm. And about 72% opposed it then. And in our test, a plurality is against it. 43% voting no. When they hear the greater details in terms of how a constitutional convention would work and their unlimited abilities to deal with issues, jumps up to 54% voting no. And then when they hear the price tag, $45 million, then you get just a solid majority voting no.
Hey, Bernie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you very soon.
Take care.
Bernie Porn, Epic MRA pollster, our guest. And does this guy have numbers or what? We'll be right back with much more. Hour 2, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.